outfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. Today is Saturday, the 28th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2018. Well, folks, I hope your day is as beautiful as mine is here. 60 degrees, very light breeze out of the north, not a cloud in the sky, and no chemtrails yet. Absolutely beautiful. Anyway, folks, not a whole lot going on in the news. I've got a feeling some people up there in D.C. are going to be very irritated. Apparently, peace has broken out on the Korean Peninsula. Oh, boy, I got a feeling there's some lobbyist bonuses out the window right there. But we'll have to wait and see what's happening. Well, Lori, are you on the line? Well, I guess she's not on the line. Anyway, not a problem. Okay, let's take a quick look. I'm going to bring up the headlines real quick. Let's just see what's going on. If I can get there. Mostly what I was talking about. Peace breaking out in Korea. One of the headlines says, no more war. That's a very good thing. Raytheon, General Dynamics, Boeing, they might not think so, but I do. But you folks do, too. Let's see. Guys, that's about it that's worth talking about, really. There just ain't that much going on. That's a good thing, though. That really is. Okay. Lori, you're on the line, aren't you?
Yep.
Okay, good. What are you looking at? Anything?
Well, I really haven't looked at the news today or anything else. Like you said, it's a beautiful day, and I'm just trying to end my day out.
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, it is beautiful. We got to get out there and do some garden work today. That is, after I take a nap, since I didn't sleep last night as hard as I tried. But anyway, that's beside the point. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the lines are open. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Give us a call. We'll talk about anything you want to. Our friend Rick will be calling in, to the best of my knowledge. He sent me a text earlier this morning. Unless something goes wrong, I'm sure he'll be calling in any minute. And as usual, I'm sure we'll talk about gardening and anything else that comes up. Perhaps financial stuff. Who knows? See, gold is starting to creep up there again. I didn't look at the numbers in the past few days, but last I saw, it was starting to creep up. Which all that means is the value of the dollar is going down. That's really all it means. An ounce of gold will buy you the same thing now that it bought you in 1900. So it's not that gold's going up, it's dollar's going down. And I think that's pretty easy to understand. Okay. Well, globally, things are still going on as usual. Still a bunch of crap going on in Syria. Ragheads are still killing each other. Russians are killing everybody. Not that that's a bad thing in Syria. I think what's pretty much been become an established fact that that supposed chemical attack that caused the launch of the, or that gave an excuse to launch 100 or so missiles at Syria. I think that chemical attack has pretty much proven to be a farce now. The OPCW has come out and with statements from people in the town saying it never happened, nobody died, there wasn't a chemical attack. So, you know, basically just what we thought when it all started, that it was a fake put-up job. Wasn't even a false flag, because nothing actually happened. It was a false claim. At least that's everything I'm reading. Love to hear what you folks have to think about it. 800-313-9443. I know we had a very lively discussion a couple of weeks ago about it. So, yeah, give us a call. Let's hear what you think. Okay. Well, let's see what else is going on. Let me look over here at Zero Hedge real quick as soon as I get there. I thought I had it open. I must have brought up Skype instead of Zero Hedge on that page. 800,000 people flee New York and California in the next 3 years. Folks, if you're some of those people, Missouri sucks.
Hey, hon, Rick is on line 3.
Oh, great. Good morning, Rick.
Turn off this diesel. Hey, there were a couple of things I wanted to mention, with, especially maybe with regard to Zero Hedge. You know, I don't really care for talking about anything financial. I am not an economist. I am not an investment counselor. But there are a couple things that I just want to mention, and it basically centers around two or three things that are all interconnected, and it's the only reason I'm bringing it up. Deutsche Bank is just days away from getting a major downgrade. That's on Zero Hedge, and everybody is kicking that football all over the field, mainly because if Deutsche Bank fails, if Deutsche Bank goes, so many people, that's probably, well, I guess, I'm not sure, maybe the largest bank in the world, but they're interconnected with so many other banks.
I think it's third.
Oh, yeah. They're suggesting,
not that it makes any difference.
Well, they're suggesting mutually assured economic destruction is what they're suggesting, and that in the draft, as this ship goes, it'll be pull most of the other banks with it. But so that is interesting unto itself, and they probably have, I think they have the largest derivative bomb. Derivative bomb is the, yeah. And the derivatives market is basically them gambling, hedging, leveraged, if you call it investing. That's what it is. That's their form of gambling, investing. And they've, you know, over the years made great money, with derivatives.
Sure.
But because it's leveraged, it's also leveraged backwards. I mean, basically, that's how you make a catapult. You put something out on the end of a long arm, and if you're on the long arm side, you've got leverage. If you get to the other side, if you can get enough weight on that, you can throw a piano the length of a football field like that. And so that's what will happen to them, and that hypothetically would basically tank all the banks in the world. Now, you know, on the one hand, that's going to be quite a, and I know, you know, people are going, oh, there's Rick doing that Chicken Little thing again. Well, you know, I don't pretend to know what's going to happen. It's just that, you know, now they're insolvent. They fired 400 bankers. Just what, this month? Their revenues are off 17%, and it's only getting worse. The 10-year treasury has passed 3, which means It was in a breakout mode at 2.5%. So that means that about half their debt rolls over within the next year, which means they'll be rolling that. If they can't pay it off, they roll it into higher interest rates, which is bad. That's right. Really bad. That's like if you're broke and your credit card company says, no, it's not 18%. Now it's 26%. And it's like, well, I was broke before. Now I'm in real trouble. So, but what they're suggesting is kind of interesting. And this is one of the reasons I'm bringing this up at all and not talking about gardening at this moment, which I've got, you know, 1 foot in a garden bed and the other hand on a phone. The exchanges, the third-party exchanges that are holding your cryptos, and I'm bringing this up because I know, at least I suspect, there were some people out there that bought cryptos because of something I may have said, and I want you to know that these people like Coinbase, Bitstamp, and all these other exchanges, they use the banks. That's how they conduct business. There is a way to get your currency, your cryptos out of those third party hands and into another state of being, which I have to look into. I totally admit I don't know how to do it, but I am told it's not difficult and you can get it up on YouTube. I highly suggest that somewhere in the next month you take a very serious look at, if you've got cryptos, don't leave them with the third-party exchanges, because if something happens to the banks, you will lose your cryptocurrency. So that is why I feel it necessary to take a left-hand turn here and talk about that.
Right, Rick. Well, we've already seen Coinbase has demonstrated that they are not all that they portrayed themselves to be with releasing information to the feds. You know, we've already seen that happen. And now with the feds getting ready to start their own cryptos, which could easily happen, which will just lead us into another whole round of fraud and deceit, like they've been doing to us since 1913,
it'll be a lot easier this time.
Yeah. Well, everything will be manipulated. Well, absolutely.
Yeah. This time, if they don't like you, they'll just turn off your switch and that'll be the end of it. You know, you'll just be, you know, out there with no way to buy, sell, or trade, which they're going to call the mark of the beast. Somebody is going to do that. You know, what is it? If you don't have the mark in your hand or on your forehead, you can't buy, sell, or trade. Well, you know, that would be, certainly fit that description. I don't I don't go there with stuff, but it is a fascinating parallel.
Well, I'm sure that will eventually happen, but you know, remember for years everybody saying it was the chips. Well, hell, I had two of them put in me and I didn't even know it. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I hacked into your system. You're sitting at your desk.
Yes, you're right. Oh, my God, Rick, you did it.
I found you. I finally did it. Yeah, as clueless as I am, I can do it.
Yeah, it wouldn't be hard. I mean, if they wanted to get me to send a tomahawk home and in on my cell phone signal, that'd be all over for me.
Don't send a tomahawk. Send me the money that it's worth, and I'll surrender.
You know, there you go.
I'll go buy an island somewhere. There was one other interesting thing I wanted to bring up with regard to the financials, which is basically linked to the interest rates and people's credit card debt. And this is just fascinating. It really isn't directly related, but it is. Auto sales, as we all know, for the last 20 months have been terrible. They're just declining at a cataclysmic rate. There's a subprime auto loan meltdown underway, but what is interesting to me is this, is that the way this is manifesting itself in our lives, and maybe you all already read this, I heard about it this morning, and my wife said she read about it in the business section last week, which I don't read that stuff, but Ford, by the year 2020 or 2021, will no longer make cars. They're not going to make any cars. They will keep the Mustang, but it's trucks. Trucks, this quarter alone, car sales have plunged another 11%, And truck sales are now 66% of their sales anyway. So they intend to, the CEO, Jim.
Well, 2019, they only plan on having two models of cars. I did not read which they were.
Well, I know one's the Mustang.
Okay.
Hey, and Rick, they want to keep the SUV thing.
All right. Hey, buddy, why don't you hang on just a second? We got Francis in North Carolina on line nine. Let's talk about. Good morning, Francis.
Hey, folks. Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too.
Well, it's been a while since I've called in, for that matter, because I've been busy with life, as it were.
Hey, I hear you.
C'est la vie. And I don't even speak French. Bad joke there. Several points
not
for
really.
You. One, the reason why the whole peace scenario is set up for the Koreas and all that, the only folks that is a bad deal for is for the international bankers. They have to have war to get their
Yes.
pick. That's the
You're
only
right.
people that are not talking about that. So that's, I'm tickled for the people in the Koreas and all that, that they are actually getting things in order. Now, as far as the whole thing about the nuclear proliferation and all that stuff, as far as energizing is concerned, you know, whenever a country has a way of protecting itself from being invaded, what is wrong with that? There are other countries that do the same thing, but do you see them getting invaded? No, they get bought off. But aside from that, there was something, a couple other points that I wanted to get across to you folks. Oh, gosh, I'm about to lose track here.
take your time.
As far as the credit card situation goes, when people having charge cards and all that, if you are able to get that taken care of, as long as it doesn't hurt you or anyone in your family or whatever the case might be in any way, shape, or form, get it paid off as soon as you're physically able to do, because once you do, it's like the whole world, the atmosphere just changes for you. It's like, I've been liberated, I am free of this, I have no more chains on me, life is good.
Cool.
I kid you not.
Oh, I believe you.
There you go. I'm trying to remember what the other points were, but in general, there's a lot of things going on in life at the moment as far as the socio-political world goes. And you mentioned about the skies being cleared and all that. That's only because the Earth's wind cycles have cleared out, but they tend to get pushed into other areas. So we can have skies clear of that garbage. A lot of people think that, oh, you're just poisoning the waters, as it were, as far as spreading such disinformation, which is, to me, is not disinformation.
No, it's not.
Oh, I know. But there are gatekeepers out there that will proclaim that. And I know of at least one, if not more than that, that's on the airwaves. But they will remain nameless at the moment. But, the wind currents are blowing them out of the way, so you don't see them, but the chances are it's going to affect somebody else. So,
oh, I have no doubt.
Yeah. Oh, and also, I know it was that led me into this thing. They have this whole thing about the 5G that's going to be rolled out at some point in the near future or whatever the case might be.
Right.
That's going to be a nightmare. That's going to be a nightmare. Reason being is that if they have to set up a tower every 200 feet, creating like a grid of sorts, you're talking about a refined electronic prison.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because when I found that, well, I put it this way, I'm not that good at how you lay out measurements and all that's concerned, and I actually had to help someone, get someone to help me with doing that. So I'm making a major admission right now as is, and it's rather embarrassing. But when they showed me what the distance was, I thought, oh my gosh, and I just pictured in my mind what that would look like, having a tower. Whoops, I hear it. I'll hang.
Yeah, well, go ahead and hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes, 800-313-9443.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information, as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Today is Saturday, April 28th, year of our Lord, 2018. Right now, we're talking to Francis in North Carolina and our good friend Rick. Rick, any comments to so far on what Francis has been talking about?
Well, just one. I had a family member who was leveraging his investments and got into trouble. And what happened at that point was the interest rate on his debt was insane. So he went to a reputable refinancing company, and we'll just put this in terms of, say, credit cards. Got instead went from 18% down to like 5 or 6, paid off his debt in like 5 years, and now for the last couple of years has been debt free. And is basically saying the same thing Francis is saying, that, you know, having that kind of debt off of your shoulders, especially at those interest rates, you're giving yourself a fantastic monthly raise there.
Yep, I truly wish I could get out of debt, but seems like the harder I try, the farther behind I get. Francis, he's still on the line?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I'm still here.
Oh, cool.
I have a couple of thoughts for you. In light of the techno thing is concerned, believe me, I'm not into this stuff that heavily and all that. My other half is, because he does computer programming, to say the least. And when I heard about this 5G thing being set up antenna-wise, as it were, I think my question is how far from outside the city or suburban areas are they going to be taking it out to the rural areas, or are they planning on just keeping it refined to the cities or micro cities or whatever the case might be?
Well, Francis, I've got a feeling what they're going to do is exactly the same thing that they did when they rolled out cell phones. First the cities, then the small towns, and then rural. I mean, until 3 or 4 years ago, there were so many dead spots in this county that you had to be very careful where you were at if you were expecting a phone call. Now almost the entire county's wired. So, you know, that's what I think they'll do.
Well, true. In fact, that makes me actually appreciate and look forward to a dead spot then.
I hear you. Well, we've still got one or two on our farm.
Yeah.
Go out behind the house 150 feet, and there ain't no signal.
Well, to me, that's a golden place or of solace and solitude, then, is what I've used that as.
I find myself wishing that cell phones didn't exist. You know, the more I think about it, the more I like the idea of the old landline telephones, where if you weren't in the house and you didn't answer the phone, nobody got mad at you. They just figured you was outside. Now you don't answer the phone, people get real upset.
Well, you know, there is such a thing as an answering machine or answering service or whatever. So, and quite frankly, that has been much as I hate to say it, it's actually been a blessing. Because either when a call comes in and I see where it's coming from, it's like, well, I don't know anybody that lives in that area or whatever.
Right.
That I'm familiar with. So it's either a wrong number or it's a telemarketer. I'm not going to sweat
it. Almost always a telemarketer.
Yes. And
with
so
me.
As a result, if it's really worthwhile and they need to get in touch with me, they'll leave a message and I can give them a buzz right back. And folks that I know this already. So that's a no-brainer right there. Now, I do have to share one little tidbit with you folks that I thought was rather fascinating. When they talk about the climate change or whatever have you and what's being engineered and forth and whatever, there's one relative I have that resides in the apartment complex. And apparently, according to the apartment complex, they made a deal with a local energy powerhouse or whatever, whether it be electric, actually both electric and water, but they were two separate companies, as it were. They'd come up with a deal that they would go in to people's apartments with their permission. Hopefully they were there when they did it. Chances are they didn't. They weren't there when they did it. And they would change out the light bulbs, change out the water faucets, with the purpose of supposedly conserving water and electricity and saving on their water or electric bill. And they changed the bulbs to LED.
Right.
And took out the previous one. And the faucets, they changed the faucets, were supposedly conserved water and all that and saved on your water bill. Well, I was stunned to hear this, and I said, well, make a note of what your last water bill, electric bill was, and after a 30-day period, a month's trial, go back and compare the two and see what you come up with. And meanwhile, there was a lot of havoc going on because, quite frankly, it reduced their water pressure, or at least that was the impression.
Yeah.
And on top of that,
well, that's because of those water-saving faucets and shower heads and all.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Francis, you're welcome to hang on to finish up your thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good morning and welcome back to your travel here on RBN. We are speaking with Francis in North Carolina, and of course we have a good friend Rick on the line. Francis, you want to go ahead, hon?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah, they end up checking their bill after about a month's time. Meanwhile, they went through the irritation of their water pressure being lowered. And for one thing, when they went to opt out, and they were able to opt out of having the LED lights installed, of course, the technicians end up making a notation on their electronic toy or whatever that this apartment or whatever is not doing LED lighting or whatever. The reason being that they opted out is because they explained that they've had experiences before with that harming and bothering their eyesight. And so they had no problem with that. They were okay with that, so they didn't bother with the light fixtures. So people, apparently they were able to opt out, as it were. Although they did allow the faucet fixture and a new shower head, dare I say, replaced.
Yes. Yeah.
And so after about a month's time of having to deal with the water pressure being reduced and all that stuff, they end up going, oh, by the way, they only saved a dollar on their water or electric bill.
I believe that.
Only a dollar. And I thought, I was like, are you serious or are you joking? I said, no, very serious. And so, and the thing is that it was a complete joke. So they went and changed the faucets back. They actually had to go out and purchase a new faucet head or whatever, the little thing that screws up into the faucet without having to take the whole fixture out. And they noticed that after they put the new one in, which would have been the original version, they kind of find out that the whole thing about the faucet heads was actually a cover for what the water company was doing. The water company, on top of the fact that it was reducing the water pressure, the water company was also reducing the water pressure. It was a disguise, an illusion.
Okay.
So it was a cover for that to occur, so people had no idea what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you could say it was what you could call water rationing.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt that.
And so I was like, okie dokie. So unfortunately, after I learned that, I tried to look up regarding climate change or ecological, I guess, water preservation or electricity preservation in North Carolina, and I haven't been able to really find anything except for a little tidbit here and tidbit there, and that's it. It's pretty much almost, maybe I'm doing the wrong search on it for that matter, because I'm not that tech savvy for that matter, but it's almost definitely, and what information you do come across is geared.
Well, Francis, I've got an opinion, and that's all it is. I have no fact to back this up, but I just kind of got a gut feel, and the water company folks were probably trying to add customers without adding more infrastructure, like more wells or something like that, or new pipes. Larger mains is what I'm saying.
Right.
It sounds to me like that's what they were trying to do. You know, in the very same way the internet companies will throttle people and say, oh, we're doing the best we can, when in reality what they're doing is adding more customers but not new T1 connections or whatever kind of connections they have, buying more satellite space, whatever.
Right.
I don't know that for a fact, but that's just what it sounds like.
Yeah, that does. Among that and the so-called aspect of water shortage and who knows what, it's like, okay, who's kidding who? But you got a point there, because I know myself, for what I experienced a few years back, to make the long story short for you, I come to find out that if you try to make a local call, in state, or let alone in the city, you have to literally add the area code with the regular number in order to make a very local call. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So I had to call up and ask, what's this about? And apparently they claim that, oh, well, there's so many people in the area that we're running out of numbers. And I thought, yeah, right, sure. Come up with another good story. So, I mean, being that numbers are astronomically infinite for that matter, that's the biggest joke I've ever heard. So,
well,
I think
one thing I read, Francis, is that they are considering or thinking by 2020 they're going to have to add 2 digits to everybody's phone number.
I read that about
2 year or two ago, I guess.
Okay, is that to the regular number or is that to the area code?
That will be to everybody's number, the way I understand it, but I don't know if it'll be the area code or the last 4 turns into the last 6. I do not know.
That's getting bizarre. It's getting bizarre.
Yeah.
That makes me want to just leave the city and just say, adios, amigos.
Right.
That's just insane. But then again, I know of a family, actually I know of several families that have a farm outside the city or the suburban areas, and whenever I go out to visit one family's farm outside the city in the suburban area, it is such a place of bliss. It's not even silly. I mean,
away
from all that garbage. Now the thing is, it's interesting. I mentioned that, and I apologize because I don't know how many people are familiar with the general Raleigh area around in the Piedmont area of North Carolina, but they have they have the one interstate or beltway called 540. They have one that's around this inner part of Raleigh called 440. It's the inner and outer beltway, but they've also been constructing 540, which was never completed. And
okay.
there was a whole financial fiasco regarding why they did not complete it. And so they waited about, 10 or 15 years, and now they're going back to it because they turned part of it into a toll road.
Of course.
So, to make up for the so-called financial difference. I'm like, that's a joke. But they waited for that long a time. People started building homes or whatever in the areas where this road was supposed to go into, supposedly. And now people are having to move because of where they proposed to put the road finally through the southern part beneath Raleigh and up to the connect to the east side. And so people are losing their homes. They're cutting through a lot of woodland area. And the irony is that apparently what they're going to do is after they get finished with it, they're going to turn the entire thing into a toll road, perhaps.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Which is outrageous. I mean, just because the contractor makes a bad deal with the city doesn't mean that they have to make sure that the people have to pay for their error in the contractual agreement. So,
hey, that's the way it always works, Francis.
It's totally absurd. And, of course, another bad part about it is that when they do the final building of the roadway, they're only putting up sound barriers around neighborhoods that are like upper, almost creme de la creme of neighborhoods, as it were, and other neighborhoods that are considered such don't get a sound barrier.
Oh, well, of course.
And I'm thinking, go ahead.
Rick, isn't it the same way in St. Louis, buddy?
Yeah, absolutely it is, especially because the really mega expensive areas in St. Louis are what would be considered midtown, which is at one point probably rural, but the city kept expanding. But, you know, to get a house, to get a 2,000 square foot house on a quarter of an acre in there will cost you $750,000 to $1 million. You know, if you go out to the suburbs, that's a $250,000 house. So, yeah, they get these tremendous concrete barriers. It goes well beyond that around here. If you have to drive into one of these areas, they have switches in the roads that will throw the minute you hit the ramp, and by the time you get to the top of the ramp, the light's green for you. They do a lot more than just put up sound barriers for these people around here, man. These people get the velvet glove treatment.
Interesting you mentioned about the ramp and all that, exiting off the roadway and getting a green light or whatever, because one thing I mentioned a long time ago that people thought I was nuts or whatever, and this also is also on the West Coast when I've noticed, is that I actually talked to a technician that deals with the roadways and all that when they're doing the asphalt for replacing that after a winter storm or whatever with the asphalt creating a pothole. And I asked him, I said, so what's the story with those lines or wires that are embedded in the pavement or whatever? And he said, well, they're basically for traffic control to help with the traffic flow. And I said, yeah, says who? And he said, yeah, I know. Tell me about it. And so he tells me he is aware of what they are about. It's not about trying to regulate traffic and the flow of it. It's actually about tracking where people are going. Because when you look on the roadway and it intersects, especially in a suburban area and a city area, not so much in your rural, you might see at an intersection where you pull up a long, elongated or short rectangular shape cut in the pavement. They also show up on the other side of where you're going, on the other side of the intersection.
Yeah.
So they can track, and for some people think, well, how can they do that? It's called electromagnetic, if not some other form of energy resonance or weight bearing or whatever. They can track you. And so, whereas on the West Coast, they're round-shaped. They're not rectangular or squared.
Huh.
So...
Well, I know that they've got what they call magnetometers, which are now much smaller than they used to be, which register the metal of the vehicle. And the ones we've got here, they actually do switch the traffic lights you pull, I mean, because I've sat and watched, there'll be a traffic light that'll be red for 15 minutes, and then it'll turn green when I pull up on it. It's also used for that purpose.
Oh, my gosh. Nothing else. I guess there's something to be said for tracking people, and there's nothing else like it. But then again, it's almost like in order for you to get around, you have to use something other than an automobile because, quite frankly, they know where you're going and what you're doing. Well, at least they know where you're going. They're probably the only way they know what you're doing is because when you use your electronic toys, such as a cell phone or whatever, and you start making notations or whatever, or buying something, then they know what you're doing. So,
they'd be very, very bored tracking me.
Welcome to my boat. Because reason being is that I don't use a card to swipe with. I'll flip a bill before I swipe a card. So that way it's none of their business. Whereas my other half, it's a different story. But as far as the cell phone goes, even though I have one in case of an emergency, I avoid that thing like a plague. And so it will get left behind if I don't think I need it.
Well, I hear you. But me, I'll be honest with you, especially since I lost my leg, I carry it with me constantly just in case I get in trouble. And, you know, I can call home to Mama or my daughter and, you know, get help.
Yeah, I can empathize. Anyway, enough out of me. Y'all have a great weekend. Play hard and remember to breathe.
Hey, thank you, Francis. We appreciate the call.
Later, folks.
Later. Okay, Rick. Any follow-up?
Yeah. No. I think about these things regularly. You know, any time you want to use your navigation in your phone or something, you turn on location services, and they want it on all the time. They want it on if you want the way, you know, you're not allowed to get the weather if they don't know where you are. So there's something about this that's just real irritating, and sometimes I think you can think about it too much.
I agree.
Like you said, I mean, I don't know how interested they are in little old me. I'm sure there are some people out there with mindsets and activities that, you know, make me look like Mother Teresa. So, you know, I don't know if they really actually would expend any kind of resource watching me. But
right,
I guess it depends on how many employees they have and how bored they are. With respect to the finance, I think, you know, if you can get out of debt, but you'll find that in James Wesley Rawls' book, which is probably, 20 years old now, Surviving the End of the World as We Know It. Get that
right.
Get out of debt if you can. Yeah, get out of debt if you can. And now, of course, you've got signals everywhere saying get away from the banking system. Don't leave any more in there than you need to conduct business on a daily basis. Don't, you know, and then again, you know, you have so many of these voices suggesting and this and that and the other thing, that it almost becomes so much white noise that you don't know, you know, you don't know. It's really, I guess, the timing of it all. You know, you say, well, these things will probably all happen, you know, at some point. But then, like my friend always says, he was at the airport when his ship came in. So you never really know.
Yeah,
you don't know exactly how to position yourself. I think, and this is my simplistic view on it, is that and this isn't my thought, I mean, this will be your thought, John Moore's thought, James Wesley Rawls' thought. So, you know, clean up your soul, get yourself on decent footing with God, and then learn how to grow food and clean water. And I hear that less than 2% of all Americans have any precious metals whatsoever. I would love to know what the percentage rate would be if you just singled out the people who identify as preppers. I mean, would it? I'd like to think it's higher than 2% for those people.
Well, I think it is, but you know what I consider precious metals and what the talking heads consider precious metals are two different things. I go more with the industrial stuff, silver, copper, aluminum, yeah. Lead.
Right.
Also, I can afford that.
Sure.
But I think initially that'll have a lot of value. Hey, Rick, hang on, buddy. We got our break.
Yeah, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 800-313-9443, and no callers waiting.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back. Survival. And we've been talking with Rick here in Missouri, a good friend of ours. Rick, you want to go ahead with your thoughts there?
We were just probably finishing up that thought regarding people and preppers investing in precious metals. And this, you know, this is probably, I don't like to repeat myself, but, you know, at some points, and I complained to my wife about that. She's a teacher, and she says, well, that's how you teach through repetition. But I'd love to think the audience is bright enough that I don't have to keep whipping the dead horse. but you'll never be sorry that you bought some precious metals. You'll never be sorry that you learned how to grow food. You're not going to be sorry that you have a Life Straw or a Berkey water filter. You're just never going to be sorry about those things. And
You're correct.
You actually wind up, yeah, and if you don't use them, what a wonderful gift. You know, if you wind up dying, sitting on these things, let the kids have them.
Yeah.
Eventually there's going to be a use for all these things, you know?
Oh, I absolutely agree, Rick. You know, we all, I think, can see the handwriting on the wall as far as what's coming. You know, the only question is when. I actually thought 2008, 2009 it was going to fall apart. I'm so very glad it didn't. I'd be dead now if it had of, literally.
Well, I don't think anybody realized what the government, what the Federal Reserve was about to do with regard to coking up the economy, which is really, I think, you know, inevitably what you're talking about, because when the economy...
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to see a zombie apocalypse for any reason unless the supply system chain breaks down. Once that happens, that's going to be the end of civilization around here. And then you are going to see the zombie apocalypse and the people with no skills except twiddling with their thumbs. They're going to start wandering around looking for something evil to do. And whether that's an EMP that crashes the system or the Federal Reserve pulling the plug and you know, doing a debt reset, there are any number of scenarios. But at that point, well, I said something to John last week about, you know, when the end actually does, when one of these events inevitably occurs, you have to wonder. I think you're going to find out very quickly who and what you are, because, you know, all of the veneer gets stripped away in a heartbeat, and I think bad people will start looking bad. I think good people are going to start looking good. I think people who don't know how to grow food are going to get hungry real fast. I wonder where on the grid I factor in. I mean, I'm really good at some things, but I'm not really good at everything. So...
Right.
This is going to be fascinating. Well, I guess that's the intelligence behind being close to a group of people, where you got to figure out of 12 people or 20 people, these other people will have skills you don't, which is great.
Hey, but Rick, we got our top of the hour break, buddy. Hang on.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back. 2 or 3 minutes, 800-313-9443. No callers waiting.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extend.